everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. So you know how much I love hearing from you and receiving your emails. Well, I'm excited to announce that today I'll be answering your voicemails as well as your emails. But voicemails, it's a new thing. So topics include, how do you recover from a breakup when you work with your ex? Tips for reviving your less than satisfactory sex life. Also, what to do when your partner does not like blowjobs, and why your lack of sexual experience doesn't matter as much as you think. Thanks for listening. Since I began telling you about The Womanizer, I've received countless messages from listeners telling me how much they love this revolutionary product. I couldn't agree more. I love my Womanizer. We've made a short film about it. Check it out at sexwithemily.com. Unlike traditional vibrators, The Womanizer uses patented pleasure air technology to indirectly stimulate your clitoris with waves of air pressure and suction. It has a soft silicone cinder that you place over your clitoris, just like your partner might use their mouth. Its multiple settings make it easy to find the exact amount of pressure that's right for you. The sensation is so intense that many users found they can reach orgasm in 1 minute, a 60-second orgasm. Well, somehow, Womanizer's engineers have found a way to improve upon the original model. The latest versions, the W500 Pro and Deluxe, are smaller and quieter than ever before. There's now 8 settings and a new ergonomic design that will really help you find your sweet spot. So, come on, there's really no excuse anymore. It's time to get your own Womanizer. You can see all the amazing Womanizer models at womanizershop.com or by clicking on the Womanizer banner on my website. Check it out now.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com because it's a party going on at sexwithemily.com. Does that rhyme, Menace?
Yes.
It's so cool there because we've got so much happening. We've got the shop with Emily, all the cool toys I talk about. Most of them are there on the site. And I would just love you to go there and go, oop, boop, I'm going to subscribe. And so I'm going to get your podcast in my inbox twice a week because that's what we do. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
We do podcasts.
Produce podcasts.
And you can also, though, find it. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play. You can also follow me on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. It's facebook.com/sexwithemily. It's all Sex with Emily. Mm-hmm. Everywhere, all the time.
Sex and you with Emily. Can email the show.
Yeah.
Feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Or right from the website now.
Yes.
Go to the Ask Emily. It's a lot happening. Our website, if you haven't been there lately, like we changed the whole damn thing.
It's next level now.
Dude, right?
It's finally. Super clean,
it was a little
easy,
older. The old
navigate.
One was older. It was like, just like I, yeah, it was like that. So now it's better.
It.
And we love it. And subscribe to our newsletter. That's all. That's just a lot of But I'm just asking. Now that's out of the way. Recently, we've had some great shows. You should check out Hot Wet Summer Sex because the show is packed with tips to help take your summer love into the next level. The do's and don'ts of getting busy in water. And like, why? You know, it's the summer. Everyone's taking trips. So how to have hot hotel sex. And I'm here with Menace, as I said. But Menace, here's the funny thing. Summer
what?
Sex show. I just remembered this. So the day after we recorded the summer sex show,
yeah,
my mom called me and we were talking about like going on a road trip, how that can be such a great way to like spice it up with your partner. You don't need a lot of money, but you guys can like have hot sex on the road. Why that's such a fun thing. And my mom calls me. She goes, guess what? Ed and I are taking a road trip and we're going up to, I can't remember what she said, somewhere in like New York, like Season Falls.
Nice.
Not Niagara Falls, but some other falls. And I was like, oh my God, mom, you guys should have sex in the car. And she's like, I don't think so. Ed's 83 years old. Do you think we're going to have sex in the car? Like, I literally, without even, like, I was like, Mom, you should do that. She goes, I don't think we'll do that.
Do you think I would ever have that conversation with my mother? Never.
No, but it was like, oh, my God.
So disrespectful.
I'm like, Mom, road trip, were you listening to my show? And she's like, no, I don't have that long to have sex in the car with Ed. He's 83.
Do you think women are more open to having sex, obviously, but having a discussion about sex with their parents than a guy would, because I would never have that kind of conversation. Okay. So and I don't think any of my male friends would.
I think a lot of guys don't.
But I do, my female friends, I believe that they do have conversations like
that. Yeah, they do. I mean, I think a lot of women more so are comfortable talking to their moms about sex. And I think guys talking to their dads, just weird, right? Like,
yeah.
Or their moms.
I don't want to talk to them.
You don't want to talk to your mom about it, because that's too like mom Oedipus thing. And then I also think that, yeah, everyone, you know what? People don't, not only do they not want to talk to their parents, they don't even want to talk to their partners.
Yeah.
So if they can't talk to their partners about sex, they're not saying, hey, mom, so when's the last time you had an orgasm? Yeah. Although I say that to my mom all the time. Because
can we record some of these calls?
Yeah, I should. Yeah. My mom, I don't want to talk about her sex life, but, you know, he's 83, she's 70. They still have sex and they're very happy. So, but not on the road, apparently. So the other thing I want to talk about is, so you know, I've been going to the Somatica therapy training in San Francisco, and I go every other month for the next 8 months, and it's been I've learned a lot, really transformative, and I'm always talking to you. It's Celeste and Danielle. So CelesteandDanielle.com, if you check it out, they've been on the show and they inspired me because I've known them for 10 years. They're renowned sex coaches in the Bay Area, and they came on the show a few months ago and I was like, I got to take one of your classes. I'm always saying that. They're like, sign up for Somatica. I'm like, what is that? I didn't really know. And I was thinking a class. Well, this is a course, and it's actually been amazing and transformative. So rather than like, there's a lot that is going on for me, I'm taking this because I want to learn. And then once I learn, I teach you. And again, nothing is really new with sex, just like different ways you can kind of approach a lot of the challenges that you're having. So these are some things that I would just like to share with you that came up for me when I was there a few weeks ago. One of the things that stuck out was Celeste, who's one of the teachers. She would say, God, you know, we all have this psychotic optimism when it comes to relationships. And I thought that was such a great way to put it, that, you know, people always think that like sex is supposed to be perfect and relationships are supposed to be easy and flawless and you're never going to hurt the person you love. And you say, God, I never want to hurt you. I'll never hurt you. But it's like, guess what? Hello. Relationships are about pain and disappointment and repair. They really are. That's part of it. Okay. Yeah. Like 67% of your relationship, you might be disappointed, but that doesn't mean that your relationship is over. It means that like, just accept it. Just like, you know, that like life is about being healthy and taking care of yourself and going to the gym and eating right. Like it's about working on your sex life, because it's just not going to always be amazing without working on it. It changes, your body changes, your life changes, your partner changes. Sex does. So to have this optimism that, oh my God, it's no longer perfect, I should go have an affair, or it's no longer perfect, we should break up, or it's no longer perfect, we should have a threesome. No, guess what? You're normal, and that means that you need to maybe listen to Sex with Emily and a better sex.
Yeah, people put so much pressure on relationships.
I know. Because you know why? Because we go into the relationship on drugs. Because when you're falling in love, you're in high. So your brains, like, they looked at the brainwave patterns of people in the honeymoon phase falling in love. It was the same as people on cocaine. Like, that's the high you're feeling, that rush, the serotonin, the adrenaline. Oh my God, it's amazing.
You're walking on sunshine.
Doesn't last. Walking on sunshine. It doesn't last.
Yeah.
And it doesn't last. Like, and I don't mean to say like, wah, wah, it's going to suck. No, it just takes work. It just takes it. And it's a good, fun kind of work. I'm saying like, oh my God, maybe you need to masturbate more. Maybe you need to like talk about what really turns you on. Is that so bad? No, do it now.
Yeah.
You don't talk to your parents about it. Talk to your partners about it.
I'm drinking coffee right now.
I know. I'm so glad.
So much tired. Coffee.
Menace doesn't sleep.
I don't.
I used to be so the non-sleeping work. One.
I know. So question.
Go.
All right. So when a guy or a girl, I'm sure, same thing. When they drink a lot of coffee and then they go to the bathroom, you can kind of smell it, right? Cool. So what about if you're giving a blowjob to a guy that's a big coffee drinker? Do you, like, is there a different
I've never tasted a guy semen and thought it tastes like he just had Sumatra like blend.
No?
No.
You're like, ooh, that's Blue Bottle.
Right. Was that Blue Bottle? You're so fancy. Yeah. I love Blue Bottle coffee. No, I mean, there are certain things, like, it's not just like if you drink coffee or like it's going to do that, but definitely having a healthier diet can change the taste of your semen. But drinking coffee, I've never had one. And actually, I'd be sorry. I'd be like, give me some more of that. Yeah. Suck that down. Suck that semen down.
Damn, I forget what movie it is.
You have to ask your girlfriend about that one.
Yeah. I forget what movie it is. I think it's, it is Fanboys or something like that. It's hilarious. Oh, no. Damn it. I'm sorry. I forget the name of the movie.
Okay.
But
it's a really good movie. And
it was a really good movie. And it was about how these girls, they wanted to give these guys blowjobs, right? And they kept on hearing that you have to give them pineapple juice. It makes it taste better.
Right.
And then so they're like, throughout the whole movie, they just keep on giving these guys pineapple juice. And the guys are like, what's going on? And they're like, I don't know. I think these chicks are Mormon.
That's funny. It is funny. True. They say pineapple juice, cucumbers, all that stuff. I mean, just be healthy overall. Yeah. I mean, have a burger. Do whatever you want every once in a while. But the healthier you are, the healthier your semen.
I know.
Now you got to find the movie.
I got to find the movie. I know what it is.
Okay.
No, I know who it is.
All right. I trust that you know this stuff. Do you mind? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
Do you mind? Okay. So we've got some sex in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of our sex in the news lately are about dating apps because everyone's dating online. So this one is a new dating app that checks the male-female ratio at local bars. So the ritual of hitting bars and hooking up at New York nightclubs is getting increasingly high-tech. So there's a new dating app. Tell me if you'd use this, Menace. It's called Weepo. And it allows users to check the male-to-female ratio at a given bar or club before they head out.
What?
Instead of finding out the hard way after shelling out for a car ride and a cover charge, basically if it's a sausage fest.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you walk in your bar, you're like, sausage fest?
How do they?
I don't know.
Oh, I figure. I know how they do it.
Right. Because it's like geotagging or whatever.
Yeah, because, you know, all these apps, they ask you if they can use your location. So if there's a bunch of guys, I mean, this is... It could totally be off because not everybody's going to have this app on their phone.
That's what I'm saying. You know? I read this. I'm going, well, what if you don't have this Weepo app? But 50,000 people have signed up for it. And they say once a venue with a favorable ratio is found, it allows users to swipe through the profiles of others who are headed there to Tinder style. So you're like, hey, you're heading to this hole in the wall. I'll see you there. So the big idea is to cut short the prolonged chats that have long plagued other dating apps, ending too often with no date at all. So you can, again, hit up these women and be like, hey, you're on the way there. But again, I don't know how you'd know you're on the way there. I guess you'd have to tell the app where you're going. Because it also does it while you're in the bar, I guess. That's how it sounds, right? So a lot of the girls, it says here, go to high-end clubs like Tao or Number 8 or Marquee, which typically require stiff drink prices and drink and covers. Young guys, meanwhile, gravitate towards no-cover bars, particularly those with cheaper drinks. So people want to get effed up, have a good time. They want to meet you. This app makes the process a lot easier. I don't know. I don't know if that's right. I mean, honestly, do we need another app to find? literally, I'm not going to go to that bar if there aren't enough chicks there.
Man, I
just think this sounds kind of lame.
No, it sucks. I love the old stories on how, like, people met at... You know, the grocery store and stuff like that. And now it's just like,
I know
when it's going to be so weird when there is, they're going to be like grandpas and grandmothers. How you guys met?
Well, Tinder.
We were on Tinder.
Exactly.
We hooked up
on an app. I gave your father a blowjob in the car.
And he loved it. So we knew we were meant for each other.
His semen taped like a double latte. Yeah. And it was delicious.
And I was like, that's scrumptious.
That's a scrumptious semenicious sandwich there.
Yeah.
So that's my sex in the news for you, Menace.
Nice.
But let's take a little break. We're going to give a quick shout out to our sponsors because we love them.
I almost had that movie title, by the way.
You know what's so great about sex toys? They don't get jealous. They just want you to feel good, even if it means they sit one out while you try something new. Well, I was recently introduced to that something new, the Rabbit Company Lay-On Vibrator. I'm here to tell you that this little palm-sized beauty is simply awesome. It's made for external use and features two ears that are perfectly positioned for clitoral stimulation. The whole piece is gently curved to match a woman's natural contour, so it can literally lay on you, as the name suggests. But its ergonomic shape feels so good to hold and move around. You'll find endless different sensations by changing the lay-on's positions. It's whisper quiet and has 6 vibration patterns. But my favorite feature? The Rabbit Company keeps the motion in the ears, not the handle. No more numb hands from the transfer of vibration. It's really amazing. Like all Rabbit Company products, the lay-on is 100% body safe, features easy-to-use controls, and has a 5-year warranty. To order your lay-on, visit therabbitcompany.com or click the Rabbit Company banner on my website. Hey, why not? Lay it on today. All right, on to your emails and voicemails. What? This is exciting. So we do have a new voicemail number where you can leave your messages, 818-ASK-SWE1 or 818-275-7931. And today we're going to have some of your emails. We're also going to be sprinkling all of your voicemails. So thank you. We've been getting a lot of great calls and messages, and it's super fun. And if you missed that phone number, You can find it on sexwithemily.com and still always include your name. You don't have to include your last name. You can make up a name. We don't care. But don't include the names of anyone you're talking about, you know, like my best friend Menace. Like, no, that give it away. And but do as in the emails, as in always, tell us your age, where you're calling from, and how you listen. We love that. Can't wait to hear from you.
Okay.
Emails.
Real quick.
Okay, this is the name of the movie with the...
Finally found it. But I think that you would really like this movie, by the way, too. Because it's... The movie is called The To-Do List, right?
Oh.
And I'm obsessed with To-Do List. And it has Audrey Plaza, who I absolutely love. And the movie is about how she's feeling pressured to become more sexually experienced before she goes off to college. So she makes a sexual to-do list.
And then, like a bucket list.
Yeah, and then the one of them has to do with the blowjob that comes up with the, you know, drinking the pineapple juice.
I feel like I already saw the movie though now. And
there's a pretty good masturbation scene with her too, which I think that she's like full on masturbating for real.
Really?
It's crazy.
Oh my God. I love this movie.
Her comedy is hilarious.
I don't know.
It's just
is
very
it new
dry.
Movie?
I love it.
Old movie.
It's an old movie. I think it came out in 2010. So watch it. With a partner, and then maybe you'll get aroused.
Man, it's all about getting aroused.
The to-do list.
Don't be so afraid to watch some sexy movies with your partner, baby.
I know.
Okay, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics.
All right.
This next email. Hello, Emily. I'm a longtime listener. My question is, I'm totally in love with a girl who is 15 years my junior. I love giving oral, but she won't reciprocate, stating she does not like the taste of my semen. Oh, we were just talking about
it. We're just talking about it. Crazy how they come together.
That's so weird, so weird.
What? Drink pineapple juice.
Sex is amazing, but I would love attention down there. What can I do, Emily? Please help Floyd, age 54. Ooh. So she's 15 years his junior, so do the math. So she's like 39. Okay. So this is funny, Floyd, because Menace and I, we were talking about this, not just now, but recently on a show. You don't know about this, Menace, but you know because you were there. But you called me out for a double standard. There was a girl who emailed and said her boyfriend won't go down. And I was like, listen, that's important. Like, you've got to prioritize that. If he won't go down, I gave tips and stuff. You're like, Emily, that's double standard. You wouldn't say that if a guy called in, in about a blowjob. I'm like, yes, I would. I would give the same exact advice because oral sex is important. And it's not true.
All right. Oh,
I even got
you
emails.
Got butthurt because I got tweets about it. Guys are like, you tell Emily, put her,
I know,
set her straight because but I was. Because
when am I ever just like helping the girls or helping the guys? I think oral sex all around. Men should get blowjobs and women should get cunnilingus. Uh-huh. And I do not discriminate, no matter if you have a penis or a vagina, and if that's what you want.
That's great.
If you want
your
armpits,
your
I'm not changing my story. You just called me out for nothing.
No, I didn't, because in the past, and anybody can listen to any of these podcasts.
Yeah, go to 5,000 podcasts and prove me wrong. It's a good research project.
It just says that you get extremely offended when a guy won't perform cunnilingus.
True. Now,
if a girl didn't want to give blowjobs, they're like, well, she just doesn't want to do it. Then you got to live with it.
I've never in my life said that just live with it because girls, I never.
Are we high right now?
I wish.
Parallel universe?
I don't even do that with my friend, my girlfriends who are like, I don't want to give my husband a blowjob. I'm like, let's talk about this. It's really important. It's like flowers for women. How can we make the blowjob better for you? So you're wrong.
All right.
And let's go back to Floyd.
Okay.
So Floyd,
I'm just going to chill. I look more classy holding
a good vibrations mug
as I'm talking to you drinking coffee?
You do. I've never seen you hold a mug. Okay. I've never seen you hold any, like, it's like you can like pull out some silverware and put a napkin in your lap. Like, that's so civilized.
It's good.
We've never been in a restaurant together either, have we?
Yeah, we have plenty of times. See, you don't remember anything like the statements that you made before.
Okay, listen.
But it's cool. I'm just gonna let you know, it's the Sex Lemmy show. It's not my show.
It's not your show.
So do it.
Do it, man. Okay,
say
Floyd,
whatever you think.
Floyd, here's the thing. Your needs for your penis to be sucked by your girlfriend is totally valid. Mm-hmm. You're 54. You know what's important to you. You've had blowjobs. You probably know what it's like to go without them. And but what you got to do is you got to figure out what happened in her past that made her not like blowjobs. This is the conversation.
It sounds
that
like
needs
you just need better tasting jizz.
Nope. Listen, this needs maybe, but I think she doesn't have. Okay, here's the thing. Perhaps, but. Yeah. She won't even go down on him because in the past she says she doesn't like the taste of semen.
Like the taste,
so
yeah.
she needs to say more to you than like, I just, you know, you need to, okay, back up, Floyd. You need to change your tune to, you can't just say, I want you to go down on me and her saying no. And then you think you talked about it. Mm-hmm. That is not a conversation. That's be actual real communication. So you might want to bump it up a notch and say, you know, I'm wondering, babe, why I know that you don't, you said you don't like performing oral sex because it's about taste. And I'm curious, is there anything else? Anything else about oral sex, you know, why you don't want to do it or, you know, and see what she says. Because the thing is, if it really is, and it, maybe, first of all, maybe there was another instance in her past where a guy did have bad tasting jizz. That could be true. Or maybe she feels like she lacks some skills in that apartment. All it takes is one partner telling you that you suck at blowjobs or you suck at cunnilingus or you're bad at sex to like ruin you for life unless you like check in with yourself and go, wait a minute, that was one person's story. I am not a bad cunnilingus provider. I'm better than that. But I don't know what her story is, but it's really important that you get to the bottom of it because I think that to me would be a deal breaker.
I have like, a suggestion.
What?
Call her bluff. Maybe she doesn't even like doing it at all.
Well, this is what
maybe
I'm saying.
Maybe it's not even a jizz thing. Maybe it is. Here, this is how you can call her bluff, all right?
What?
Get a flavored condom and see if she'll do it with the flavored condom.
Well, there are flavored condoms, and I was going to talk about flavored lube. Right. Flavored lube is a great idea. So if it is, okay, Joe Lubricants, I love. You need to check out their line if you go to the shop. Go to sexwithemily.com. Yeah, we've got a shop site, but they've got lube. Listen to their lubes.
All right.
Hazelnut espresso, mint chocolate, salted caramel. I mean, they've got these amazing flavors. So if she doesn't like the taste, and here's the other thing. One of my top tips for blowjobs is they're never, like, you got to make it wet. She puts a little around her lips, and then she goes down you, and it's, like, slippery, and you taste like mint chocolate sundae. She's psyched. So she could put a mint in her mouth. Also, right here, I use this every single show, Doc Johnson's Good Head Blowjob Spray. I use it for the show because, like that,
you're
I just
addicted.
Sprayed it. I'm addicted to it because what it does is, it makes your whole mouth taste like strawberries and it lubricates your mouth. So she has a natural lubrication and she just sprays this. And I do it for the show. So I'm not like, so I have enough lubrication to talk. So she could try some of that. Also, I mean, dude, would you complain? Would you really complain and feel bad, Floyd, if maybe she just wanted to give you like a really good hand job with lube and maybe she just focused on the tip? Just the tip. So there's other things she can do. If she's really into this relationship, sex is about compromise. It really is. Couples have to figure out where they can, like, you know, give and take. And if she'd still be willing to work with your penis with her hands and a little bit of mouth and a little bit of lube, you might have a solution. But if she's like, nope, I'll never do it, then you need to decide if this is something you can live with. But have a kind, open conversation with her where you're not making her feel bad and you're not attacking her, but it's open.
Do the condom test. And then go to the lube.
She could. That's true. Though. No, Menace, that's not a bad idea. She could use a condom with lube over it or a flavored condom, and then she doesn't have to taste semen. So that's another thing.
I'm just saying gradually go to it if she, you know, is afraid of doing it. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I like that idea. Menace. Shedding wisdom since 2000.
Where are all these lubes at?
Oh my God, they're over there. Do you want, we taste them on ice cream, Joe.
On ice cream?
At the sex conference I went to a few weeks ago. They were giving out ice cream, and they were pouring these flavors on. And literally, I poured it in my mouth. It's so good. Do you want some? Before we go.
I would like to look at it.
Okay.
I would like to read the bottle.
Hold on. Let me get... Well, Madison, can you grab the bottle?
Let's peep game.
Next one. Dear Emily, loops. By the age of 30, I have extremely little sexual experience because of my shyness and negative body image, and I've never been in a serious relationship. I'm sure most high school students are more experienced than me. Now, I'm finally looking for a relationship and hope it's not too late. But I'm afraid that my negligible experience can be a deal breaker. What would be the best strategy to honestly speak to my prospective partner or to act naturally without saying much about my sexual past? Best wishes, Julia, age 30, in Hungary.
Hungary?
Julia,
what's up, Hungary?
What up? Speaking of which, I'm going to be in Germany and I'm going to be in Amsterdam in October. Speaking of Hungary, where we're talking about being
Amsterdam.
Europe, Eastern Europe. So let's all... pay attention to when I'm going to be there sooner or later. Okay, Julia.
Brownies.
Julia. Listen, I'm so glad that you've gotten to the point where you feel like you want a partner now and you're ready to put yourself out there. Sounds like in the past, like you said, you had some bodies, some insecurities, and, you know, we've all got insecurities when it comes to sex. We all have anxieties. Like, that's what this show... If you guys didn't have anxieties and insecurities, like, I wouldn't have a job here. But we all go into new sexual experiences all the time, worried, concerned. What our partner's going to think? Am I not going to be good enough? Am I not going to perform? Is my penis going to fall off? You know, will I perform? Will he know that it's my first time? You are not alone in this. We all suffer from an experience. Like, Menace, you probably do all the time.
All the time.
Right?
It's my whole life.
You're like, is that a vagina nerd? I've
never seen one of those before.
Exactly.
They're scary.
Right. You're like, belly button? Is that your nipples? You don't know. You get confused. I'll give you like a little map. But I get it. So the best strategy.
What do I do with this?
What do I do with this clitoris?
I need to put my scuba gear on.
Go ahead.
Right. Whatever works for you. But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Julia in Hungary.
I know. That's really cool.
So I think the best strategy, sweetie, is I wouldn't say you got to like go on a date with someone and be like, and I don't have a lot of experience. No, wait until you're with someone, you've dated them a few times and you know, like you're feeling safe with them. Because again, I think that safety, you know, is a really important thing for women and men, like in sex when we're feeling like inexperienced or especially if you're like for anything we want. Well, mostly women want to feel safe and secure in a relationship when they all the time. But also if you don't have a lot of experience. So make sure it's someone that you trust and you have a real connection with. It's authentic. Mm-hmm. Not just some dude you meet out. Let it happen naturally. And when you're with them, if you start hooking up and you start feeling like, God, I'm worried, you know, then you could say, you know what, let's take it a little slow. I haven't been with anyone in a while. You can say that. But you just might surprise yourself and you might start hooking up and be like, oh, I know this. I can kind of get into this. And it might just sort of naturally happen. You might not be as out of touch with this whole experience as you think. So I would say, you know, you can also just go with the flow, but see what happens in the moment. But you don't lead with this. You don't put it on your dating profile. You don't tell them on the first date. What do you think, Menace? If a girl didn't have a ton of experience, how would you like to learn that information?
Well, it's not a big deal.
Thank like, you.
To be honest,
it's not a big deal.
You don't have a ton of experience. Cool. Let's figure out things together.
Nice, Menace.
Easy.
God, Dr. Menace, that's so good. You're right. Figure it out together. Like, I think that we all trip on this stuff that doesn't necessarily going to be concerned, be a concern to our partner. In the meantime, though, I cannot encourage you enough. I cannot reinforce this enough that the more that you get to know your body right now, you masturbate, you make yourself, you know, feel good, spend that time. The more you'll feel better in bed, it'll improve your sexual confidence and the whole experience will go a lot smoother when you know your own body. Because I can tell you this, no matter how many women the guy that you're with have slept with, your body is a whole new wonderland for him.
Oh, wow. John Mayer shout out right there.
Yeah, it's true. Your body is like every woman's body is different. So he literally has no idea what to do with your body.
John Mayer slays so many chicks.
If you know, I know, I'd bang him.
I've met him. He's a very nice gentleman.
Does he look like someone that I would bang?
Probably.
Did you think he'd bang me?
But
can you text
he's not
him?
A douchebag, so maybe you won't bang him. Because you're really into douchebags.
Wait, Menace. Do you know that I've never dated douchebags?
Says you.
If anything, John Mayer is a douchebag, isn't he?
No, he's not. He's super cool. He's super nice.
Because he was nice to you, and you didn't dump it. He didn't dump you.
Oh, okay.
The guys I date are douchey-ish in character, you think, but they're not mean to me. They're not like assholes.
Yeah. No, they just
you just think they seem douchey.
Yeah,
but you think everyone's douchey.
No,
you generally don't like most people.
No, I found a good guy for you on Tinder. I didn't think he was douchey.
Which one?
I don't know. I have to go look.
So the more that you just you know what there's
I don't know
of,
this people that you hang out.
You don't know any of my friends.
Yeah, I do. Some are cool. You like what's her name?
Anna.
She's super cool.
Yeah,
I like her. She's not douchey.
She's like my. I know. I love Anna.
And Kevin, who works in the office, he's cool.
Who's Kevin in the office?
Is it Kevin?
There's no boys here except for our
interns. Okay,
Seymour.
My bad. I'm high right now. My bad.
Okay, are you?
Oh, okay. You know who I'm talking about. Never mind.
Kevin?
Never mind. Ken.
Ken!
I don't know why I said Kevin. How could you not put that together? Kevin, Ken. Jesus Christ.
Madison? Did you know who he was talking about?
I had no idea who he was talking about.
No idea. So not close. Ken.
How is that? Kevin and Ken. It's not like it was like.
He's not in the
Jacob
office either.
And
he's in New York.
I know. But he was cool when I met him.
He's so cool. We love you, Ken.
The douche meter didn't go off.
That's awesome. I'd love to see the douche meter. Because your douche meter starts at 10 and it's got to go down. So you think most people are douchey.
No, just the dudes you hang out with.
No,
A lot of them.
Is that true? You never met them.
Crazy.
So one more thing I got to say to you here, Julia, is that there's lots of blogs on the website about how to masturbate if you haven't done it before and like how to make it the best experience for you. So that's my advice to you, sweetie, and don't be so hard on yourself. I'm glad you're putting yourself out there, and I think you're going to surprise yourself at how much you do know and how comfortable you are with sex. And if not, so what? It's a learning process.
And
it's
fun. Sorry, Ken. I'm running on no sleep.
He hasn't slept.
I know your name, Ken. Okay. I don't know Ken's why I said fine. Kevin.
Ken has a thick
skin.
Skull? Thick skin.
Skull?
Thick skin. That's not very nice. I'm tired, too. Okay.
Right.
So, but this is exciting. We're moving into voicemails. This is our first voicemail.
Let's do it.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, I'm Courtney. I am in the Sacramento area, and I had a question about how to revive my sex life with my partner. We haven't had sex in over 2.5 years for a number of reasons. My partner's more vanilla than me. I tend to be a bit more adventurous. I'm into kink, and I'm bisexual, so I'm not quite sure how to fix things. We really want to try to settle down and start to raise a family, but first we want to figure out how to improve our intimacy. So if there's any books or anything you might suggest to try to do this on our own without getting a counselor, that would be great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your feedback.
Sweet.
I love that. I feel like Courtney is here with us in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, that was great.
Really
that was really personal. I love it. Courtney.
Sacramento, what's up?
My sister lives in the house. There. I love Sacramento.
Sacramento.
It's the capital.
Raise up.
So, Courtney.
I know, so weird that that's the capital.
It's in the middle Courtney, of nowhere. Courtney, okay. So, thank you for calling. This is a big moment here. First voicemail. Okay. 2.5 years, you said no sex. Let me just make sure you said you've had zero sex and you want to build a life together and you're bisexual and you're kinky. And he's not, and he's vanilla. So we're already starting from a challenging place, okay? But it sounds like you really love him, and you want to be with him. And so I would suggest, and you don't want to see a counselor, that you guys have some work to do. But this is some fun work. You already know. The good news is you know what turns you on. And I'm not sure if he's just not into being, you know, bondage because he's never tried it or domination or kinkier stuff. So I think that there needs to be some educating here and I think that some real conversations about what turns you both on. And the book I would recommend is Making Love Real, The Intelligent Couple's Guide to Lasting Intimacy and Passion. It's by Danielle Harrell and Celeste Hirschman. You can buy it on Amazon. It's called Making Love Real by Danielle Harrell and Celeste Hirschman. And it's part of the Somatica work that I'm doing. The courses I'm taking in San Francisco. And really, when I read this book and what I'm going through, I feel like it helps couples connect with what they truly want on an intimate, on a sexual level, like your erotic energy, like what turns you on, what turns him on. He might kind of intellectually understand that you're into kink, but not know how to do it. And you understand, think he's vanilla, but maybe he's not as vanilla as he thinks. So if you guys can go through this book, there's exercises that you can do as a couple. I think this could save your relationship or at least let you figure out if this is really the guy that you should be marrying and spending the rest of your life with. So that's my advice.
Love it.
Love it.
I'm still thinking about Sacramento. They have a really good sushi place there. I forget the name of
it. They have sushi in Sacramento now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so good. At the mall.
Really? It's a high-end. Lost me with sushi at the mall.
No. It's a high-end restaurant.
At the mall.
It just happens to be at the mall.
Oh, sushi in the mall. How'd the sushi get in there?
No, you don't know. You don't
know.
Drain?
I don't know.
Knock until you try it.
I don't have time. I'm not going to Sacramento for anything and not for sushi. No, I like Sacramento. I used to work in politics, dude. I was there all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true. Okay, we have one more voicemail.
Yes.
For today. I'm just testing this, you guys. I don't want to freak you out with voicemails, but I think it's kind of fun. What do you think of that?
I loved it. It was great.
I loved it. Like, I love hearing from the listeners. Just like I say, when I see you out on the street and you come say hi, it like makes my friggin' life.
Now, if you want to leave your own voicemail, go to sexwithemily.com and click on Ask Emily.
I'll give you the number again. I'll give you the number again just in case. And that is 818-275-7931. That's 818-275-7931.
And if you're driving, you can't write it down. Once again, the Sex With Emily website, Ask Emily. It's
so
right there.
Okay.
Okay, let's check this out. What do we got?
Check it.
Hi, Emily. My name is Brandon. I'm age 37. I live in Wichita Falls, Texas. I have a question regarding your most recent episode about surviving a breakup. I just happened to work with the person that I broke up with most recently, and I was wondering if you have any advice for dealing with a situation where you see each other on a daily basis. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much for calling. That is such a great question for Menace, because he banged everyone in his office in San Francisco, literally everyone. Is that true or not true?
True. But I don't know, like,
it wasn't really a relationship, so he
yeah,
broke up with
I don't
someone.
Know how, like,
Menace just banged him once.
No, I've definitely I had like long-term girlfriends that I worked with, and then we broke up and we continued to have to work with each other. I don't know. It depends, I guess, how bad the breakup was. I never really had... Well, I kind of maybe did have a bad one, but it's just like when you're at work, you're just like... you're just work-focused. You don't even... I know you used to have a relationship with this person. You see them all the time. But when you're at work, you pretend that never even happened.
Guys are so good at that. You just turn it off.
Yeah.
You're like, you are the secretary. You are the production assistant. I am the... Yeah. I mean, you could, but here's the thing. It's like,
but that's how you have to... I mean, how else would you deal with it?
You got to like... And here's the thing. I know that you're going to want to really try to like, you know, you might... I'm sure you still have feelings for it. Sounds like, you know, you're actually... The fact that you're calling and asking leads me to believe that it was probably, you know, an intense relationship and you were together a while and you're having emotions about it and you got to see her every day. And my heart goes out to you because I know when I break up with someone, it's hard. Like, you need distance. Like, I typically tell people you need to, like, 6 months, 3 months so you don't see them. And so you got to see her every single day.
Yeah.
And so I would just say, you know, do your best to... I don't know how big your office is, but just to, if you know that she always goes to lunch at this place, to avoid, you know, going into that place. And I would just say that, like Mena said, if you can just like keep your head down and like make other groups of friends and don't go to the happy hour for a few weeks. I know they're your friends too, with the work happy hour, but things you can do to distance yourself. And also I would say start to like, you know, make, maybe there's stuff after work. You can start planning things that you look forward to, like taking a class or going to the gym, and start like rearranging your schedule a bit. The other thing I would just warn against is talking about her and talking about your situation. You don't want to create drama in the office.
Yeah.
And I have this,
even if people ask you about it,
say
oh, we're cool.
Yeah. Because you can't trust anybody. Everyone talks about everybody. And you don't want to triangulate, meaning you're going to start tile. Everyone's going to talk about each other. You don't want to bring your drama, because this is your job. I mean, obviously, it'd be great if you could quit and get a new job. That would be maybe easier. But I'm not going to suggest that, because you have a job I'm sure you really like. And you can get through this. You can. And right now, it's probably really hard because, gosh, I get it. I would not want to be in that situation. But just you got to like use some self-control here. Because I know part of you might want to see her and check it out and see how she's doing and rekindle, and it'll be easier to like have a late night hookup. But just do not cross that barrier, and eventually it will get easier and you'll just see her as that girl who works in the office.
Yeah, act like you never even dated.
Yeah, don't be mean to her and don't talk badly about her. But just keep moving on in your life, and then maybe don't fish off the company pier in the future. But I don't warn against it, because I feel like I get why people do date people they work with, because we spend so much time in the office. But yeah, I just wish you luck, and again, just take care of yourself and be strong, and keep just your wits about you.
Godspeed,
yo. That was fun. I feel like
you love the voicemails.
I really do. I feel like I understand him. We connected.
Yeah, that's great.
Helped. Yeah, and you guys, your age also helps. People did that. I don't know how much time we give them, but a little more information is fine, but not too much. Like we say, like leave it to a minute, but like a minute or two is fine.
Yeah.
Right? That was good. What else, Menace? Time to wrap up this party.
We're
going to
wrap it up, but it's great. Again, if you want to leave a voicemail, you don't have to say your real name or your real city or whatever, but definitely give your age. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on Ask Emily. I'll have the phone right there for you if you need it.
So true.
And you can still go old school, send some emails or whatever. And there's always Emily stepping up her hot pics for some reason on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's going out there fishing for
I'm
something.
I'm just hot. That's why.
Oh, okay. Instagram.com/sexwithemily. Also, Snapchat. The Snapchat is super fun. There's sex toys and all kinds of craziness that's happening in the office. You know that Emily, she works in office with the all women. So they're getting dirty in here, so make sure.
we're having like an orgy right now. We're gonna snap it, so you
Sex
better follow it.
.com. And super excited for you to be in Brooklyn coming up.
I know.
That's awesome.
September 24th and 25th, I'll be in Brooklyn. In October, I'm going to be in Germany and the UK and traveling all around there. So I can't wait to see all my listeners. And is there anything else? I think that's what we got for you today.
Yeah.
Aw, love you, Menace. How about you, Menace? Find you, Menace, the Woody Show, the podcast, live.
Yeah, the Woody Show podcast, Monday through Friday. We we post. It's about pop culture and news, what's going on in the world. You can download it on iTunes and SoundCloud and all that. So download The Woody Show.
Do that. Okay. Thanks, Manus. Love you. Thank you, producer Madison. And thank you, Lori and Jamie and Ken or Kevin.
Kevin
that. Maybe I should hire Kevin. And Seymour, our intern.
Yeah.
Maurice. Sorry. I always call him Seymour. But...
See, you messed up on the name. Don't give me crap.
Where did I get Seymour from? Okay, everyone,
how did you
listening.
Guys not know that I was talking about Ken when I said Kevin?
Dude,
that's not
I don't
a far fetched. It's not like it was Jacob and Ken.
We both didn't know, and Maurice the intern didn't know. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. It's almost that time again. The Sexual Health Expo is back, and this time it's taking place in one of my favorite cities on earth, New York City. I'm so honored to once again be hosting this one-of-a-kind event. Like, seriously, what other event brings today's top sex educators and the hottest pleasure products together under one roof? Exactly, it's the only one. The Sexual Health Expo will be taking over Brooklyn September 24th and 25th, and for the first time ever, you can attend for free. Thanks to our good friends at WeVibe, the first 2,000 people to register will be given free admission to the two-day event. Sexual Ed sponsor, The Pleasure Chest, has planned out a weekend's worth of seminars on today's most relevant wellness topics, all delivered by an array of sex experts I know and admire. Not only will you be expanding your sexual horizons, you'll also be able to see brand new products from Jimmy Jane, Doc Johnson, Joe Lubricants, Fleshlight, Lifestyles and Skin Condoms, See You in Bed, Hot Flowers USA, I Am Toy, Caution Wear Condoms, Kama Sutra, Babeland, Pure, The Pleasure Chest, High Pleasures, Unbound Box, UV, and more. You can learn more about the sponsors on my website. Just click on the She banner for all kinds of information. And a lot of you asked me to let you know when I'll be on the East Coast. So mark your calendars for September 24th and 25th and get ready to come visit me in Brooklyn. Whether you walk, run, drive, fly, swim, or Uber, you're in for 2 days of sex-positive education and fun. Just reserve your free tickets. Visit sexualhealthexpo.com today. And remember, the free tickets are limited to the first 2,000 reservations. So don't wait. These will disappear quickly. I'll see you there.